It's time for the PowerMizzou.com podcast with interviews and analysis of your Missouri Tigers. Now, here's your host, Gabe DeArmond.
Welcome back to another week of the PowerMizzou.com podcast. The month of May, what we're going to do, we're going to start talking to some of Missouri's signees back in February who are getting ready to hit campus here in the next month and a half. And we're going to start things out right now with Hutchinson Community College and originally a St. Louis kid, Chase Abington, who actually has now signed with Missouri a couple times. Chase, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. You?
Not too bad. Appreciate you taking some time to join us. And I would imagine after, what, about 2.5 years, you are more than ready to hit Columbia for good.
Yeah, it's been a long ride, and I'm ready just to get there. It's been a little while.
Chase, the year off you had for the redshirt year, what was that like? How hard was that? And maybe how did you help prepare yourself during that off time to be ready for Mizzou?
I mean, I set out this year and didn't do anything with football, really, but work out and just be around the team. So it's kind of rough not being able to be on the field and score some touchdowns. But, I made it through it. I'm just ready to play this year.
Chase, when are you going to hit campus in Columbia and start working out with your teammates?
Right now, the end of June, I'll be there.
Still finishing up some classes out in Hutch and such, or are you pretty much done with that?
I'm done. I graduated my AA. I just got to take one more class for NCAA regulations and stuff, and then I'll be there.
Gotcha. Do you know who your roommate's going to be when you get to Mizzou?
Not yet. I'll be a redshirt sophomore, so I can live off campus right now. So we're still figuring that stuff out, who I'll be living with.
How much do you keep in touch with guys, whether it's older guys that are already on the team at Missouri or maybe guys in your recruiting class? How much have you been talking to them and to the coaching staff over the last few months?
I talked to Coach Ford and Coach Jones pretty often. Talked to a lot of the guys on the team, Arian, Jason Reese and all of them. I talked to a bunch of guys too. So we stay in touch. And then, of course, Marcus Golden, he's like my big brother kind of. So I talk to him all the time.
What have the coaches talked with you about? What do they expect from you when you get on campus? How do they think you'll fit into their offense?
I mean, right now they just told me, come in, be ready to play, work out, be fit, Really just come in and do what they ask me. That's all I can really say. I mean, right now I'm starting at running back, and I'll play there until they say otherwise. But they just told me come in ready and ready to work, really.
That said, what are your personal expectations? I mean, I would assume, especially after a year off, you're hoping to come in here and be in the rotation pretty early on, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping for that. Only thing I can do is come in and be mentally and physically ready to play the game, work my butt off for a position. So I hope to be in the rotation.
You're a little different style back than Missouri's had recently. They've seemed to have kind of gone to the smaller kind of scat backs. You're a bigger guy, you can catch the ball out of the backfield. What do you think about your game will translate at the D1 level?
All the stuff I do, catching the ball out of the backfield and stuff like that, I mean, that's pretty much Missouri's offense. They do that stuff a lot with their backs. But me being a bigger back, I can do a big back things, and then I can be a little back too. I can get out of little stuff. And really, I just play. I don't know.
Talking to Missouri running back signee Chase Abington. And Chase, as a football player, how are you different now after a couple years at junior college than maybe you were coming out of high school 2 years ago?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm matured in the game. I know a lot more to the game now. Being at Hutch and sitting this year off, I was around the coaching staff more than I was to say be on the field box. I didn't play at all. So I'd be in the meetings and listening to stuff I didn't pay attention to when I was playing the game, I pay attention to now. So I know a lot more about the game and how there's more reads and stuff. I mean, it gets more complicated as it goes on. So, I mean, I think I know the game better now than I did.
Take us back to your freshman year at Hutch. You had a pretty solid season there. I think right around 1,000 yards, around 10 or so touchdowns. I mean, what was that first year like going straight from high school to the junior college level?
Well, I wasn't supposed to play as a freshman there. I was supposed to redshirt and play this past season, but some things happened with the team, and I had to step up and play. But I mean, it's been a while, so I mean, I think I had a decent freshman year. I kind of wish I had played this year just because I thought that I had unfinished business in the conference. It's been a little while, so I'm just ready to get back on the field.
All right, Chase, non-football question for you. What's the best thing and the worst thing about spending 2 years in Hutchinson, Kansas?
The best thing, I mean, you meet some great people. I mean, you do meet some great people up there. The worst thing is just absolutely nothing to do. It's boring. But, I mean, but you're there to play football, and that's what you got to do. So you stay out of trouble. You have fun when you can, and you meet some great people, really.
I'm guessing your family's pretty excited to have you 2 hours away instead of, I don't know, what is it, 4 or 5 hours away at least over to Hutchinson? Six, something?
It's seven. It's seven hours from my house.
So they're pretty excited to get you just a couple hours away to come watch you play some football?
Yeah, my mom decided she's ecstatic. She hasn't seen me play in a year, and she ain't come to too many Hutch games because she was waiting on the Mizzou game, she said. But I know she's excited, and everybody here decided to see me play.
Have you thought about, Chase, what it'll be like, whether it's, you know, game one or a little bit further down the road, kind of when you run out the tunnel and when you get that first carry?
Whenever that is, I just hope I do something with it. So, I mean, I'm excited, and I'm just ready for the opportunity to do what I can.
Looking back on recruiting from Missouri's angle, what they did with you through high school, then what they did with you from junior college, what was it about Mizzou throughout that whole process that made you realize it was the best place for you?
I mean, I knew pretty fast that Mizzou is the best place in the country right now to play ball at. I mean, the family atmosphere you have, I mean, I've been committed since my sophomore year or into my junior year. You know, I haven't decommitted at all. So, I mean, for them to send me to junior college and, you know, stay loyal to me, it means a lot. So just the best place in the world right now.
Did you have other schools that tried to get in on you here in the last year or two, or did your coach pretty much shut that down and make it pretty obvious that you were not open for business?
Yeah, he made it obvious that I wasn't open for business, but a few schools came in and tried to talk to me, but we let them know that I was still committed to Missouri.
Do you set any goals for yourself? Is there an idea of what you'd like to do? Any, maybe not yardage, but just like being on the depth chart or anything like that, that you've kind of started to set for yourself?
Two things for me is, I mean, come in, you know, do the best I can, play my role, but really just whatever they ask me, you know, be that guy that wants to do it. And whatever happens, if I play, you know, if I don't play running back right away or wherever I play, something's going to come out of it. So just listen to coaches and, you know, stay humble, really.
All right, last thing for you, Chase. You mentioned earlier how close you are with Marcus Golden. Have you gotten that Cardinals jersey in the mail yet or anything?
I'm getting one. You know, I'm for sure getting one. I saw it on Twitter. One of his family members actually tweeted his jersey and how they're already making them. So I'm definitely going to get one, that's for sure.
All right, Chase, appreciate you taking some time, man, and we will see you in Columbia here in a couple months.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Chase Abington, Missouri running back signee, will be on campus, as he said, into June. One class to finish up at Hutchinson, and then will, after a long wait, be hitting Columbia, Missouri. And, you know, I think we think, Brian, definitely part of the picture in the backfield, right?
Yeah, I would say so for sure, especially with the future of Morgan Stewart still kind of up in the air. You got Russell Hansbrough. Trayvon Walters was a guy that might have been in the picture that hurt his knee. So it's Russell Hansbrough and Ish Witter, really, the only scholar. Tyler Hunt are the scholarship guys that are knowns right now a little bit. And so Abington, I would say, definitely has a chance to come in and make some noise and get some carries.
One interesting thing out of that conversation, Chase made reference a number of times to, you know, I'm going to play running back until they tell me to play somewhere else. And he did certainly express a willingness to play somewhere else. I look at the depth chart. I think Chase Abington's a running back at Missouri. I think that's where he's going to go, where he's going to play. But, hey, we're always open to surprises, I guess. All right, going to continue our tour of Missouri's signing class, which is set to hit campus here in the next month or so with, I think fair to say, one of the two at least most notable, most celebrated guys from last February. That is quarterback Drew Locke out of Lee Summit. Drew, how you doing today?
I am doing just fine. How are you doing?
Not too bad. First question for you. What are your plans as far as, you know, high school graduation and when you plan to move to Columbia and hit campus?
I will be reporting down there June 4th because I'm planning on working some of the camps, being that this is the first year that where they can actually pay athletes to work their camps. $15 an hour, that's not too bad considering this will probably be my first job besides, you know, sports being my life. But so, yeah, June 4th.
Are they looking for, you know, two unathletic reporters to work camp? Because I would take $15 an hour, and I think Brian would as well. But
yeah, I'm thinking a lot of people would take $15 an hour.
Do you know who your roommate's going to be at this point?
Yeah, me and actually Cameron Hilton, the safety from Webster Groves, are rooming together. We decided that a long time ago. We went to a couple rivals camps together, and then we've also played basketball against each other a couple times to where, you know, we kind of got to know each other through those, and it kind of was just a good fit.
How much, Drew, over the last few months have you kind of kept in touch with guys in your signing class? And then, obviously, I know you were down at Mizzou quite a few times, maybe with current guys on the team and stuff like that, talking about next year.
Actually, our class is staying pretty close together. We've got this group text going on that we keep constantly adding guys in, finding their numbers. And it's pretty entertaining, to say the least. We've got a bunch of good guys coming in this class, and I can't wait to actually meet them all. I remember texting him in there, you know, saying, you know, hey guys, I'm really excited to meet all you guys and everything, but I'm super excited.
With basketball season's over for you, what have you been working on this last few months to get yourself ready to report in June 4th?
Yeah, I throw 4 to 5 times and during the week, a lot with my quarterback, Coach Hoover, and then I also am doing stuff, at least in my high school, with Coach Thomas, being that he can actually, you know, work with me now outside of just the regular period that they have set here. But so that's been a lot of my time. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, I stay with him after school and do speed and conditioning. It's pretty exciting time right now, to say the least. I'm excited to finally get down there and make things happen instead of actually just talking about it.
Talking with Mizzou signee Drew Locke. And Drew, you're going to have to talk about it for at least a couple more minutes here. But Brian mentioned basketball. Two-part question here. You know, number one, back a year or two ago, a lot of people thought certainly that you had a chance to be a scholarship Division I basketball player. I know Frank Haith and his staff talked to you quite a bit. You know, how seriously did you entertain that? And are you still thinking about being able to play basketball in college? And is that something you've talked to Gary Pinkel and his staff about?
You know, we kind of talked about it before I committed. Now that, you know, I've committed to the football team, it's been a little less kind of just lingering thoughts. But it's, I don't know, it's basketball was always my life, and so was football, and it's hard to let one of those go. So thinking about maybe just even having the opportunity really intrigued me, you know, just like I mentioned, it being my life for the longest amount of time. So maybe if it would ever work out to be able to let me get on the basketball court but work with the football team at the same time, that would be awesome. Obviously, I understand that that would be a long shot, and I'm coming there to be a quarterback and to hopefully lead us to some conference championships and national championships. You know, that's my main goal, first off.
What was the feedback you got from Coach Pinkel and Coach Hill about, you know, when you talked about potentially doing that?
Didn't ever really guarantee anything, but they did talk about the past guys that have done it and, you know, to where that they think I'm enough of an athlete to where maybe that could be a possibility. But obviously my most important thing is the football team, like I mentioned.
I noticed you were at a camp that was held in Kansas City this week and got a chance to see Tristan Castillo, a 2016 commit in person. What did you think of Tristan? Did you get a chance to talk with him?
Yes, we talked a lot that day. To be honest, he blew all my expectations out of the water. He is a true competitor, and I'm super excited for him to be able to come down. And he actually talked about maybe graduating early, and I think that would be awesome for him to do. I mean, for real, just completely blew me away. Super physical guy, real athletic, though, with everything that he does. And on top of that, he's just a good guy, too.
Drew, fans, media, what we do is we're always looking like 2 and 3 years down the road, so people are already kind of mapping out, hey, this guy's the quarterback, and then here's the next guy, and here's the next guy. Have you had any conversations with the coaching staff, or do you have anything in your mind of, you know, what the plan might be for you your first year on campus, and if there's kind of any sort of, like, plan of succession for you to take over after Matty Mauk leaves or anything along those lines?
Competition is a big thing. It was anywhere you go. And, I that's what I want to bring to the quarterback, you know, arrangement that we have there. I want to compete. I don't want to go in there with my head hung down thinking I'm in a red shirt. And you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to go in there with an open mind, see what goes on. And I think that's what the coaches are going to let me do. We've talked about that, to where they're going to let me come down there and see what I can do. And I'm pretty, you know, positive in what I can do. But if red shirting is the way it turns out, then, you know, I'll add some body mass and see what happens the next year. But I'm pretty open to anything. Obviously, playing is what I want to do, though.
It seems like, I mean, you've been around the Missouri program a lot the last year and a half or however long now. Got a chance to meet probably all the quarterbacks at different times. Do you feel like how excited you are to compete against those guys, and how much communication has there been with them? Is it already starting to kind of be a little bit of a friendly rivalry or anything like that?
Yeah, the first time I think it was a scrimmage before the spring game. I went down there and made it a little more easy for me to get on the field and kind of talk to some guys, to where I kind of grew some friendships with them. My parents weren't big on me spending the night down there at all, so I haven't really spent the night with any of those guys or really talking to them outside of the football field. So we've kind of got the whole business end of everything, if you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
to where I know Corbin and probably a little better than all of them, obviously, because
right.
coming from Lee Summit, and his family and I are close. So it's pretty much, like I said, been business, to where I'm excited to get down there and even meet those guys a little more, get on their personal side a little bit, and we'll see how things go.
Drew, I want to go back into your recruiting process just a little bit. And recruiting's pretty interesting, that a lot of people, a lot of kids, once they commit, that it's kind of over at that point as far as publicly. We don't hear a lot. We did hear a couple things. You know, Jim Harbaugh came after you. Did you have, after you committed to Missouri, did you still have a lot of schools trying to get you to, you know, visit and rethink things at all?
Yeah, and definitely Michigan was one of the bigger ones, to where, you know, was probably the toughest conversation I've ever had, which is, I mean, I'm not trying to say bad things about Jim Harbaugh at all, but there was a lot of, I would say, negative things thrown at me, to where they wanted me to really reconsider and all that stuff, to where I had to just tell them, you know, everything that I'm planning on in my life is in a Missouri jersey, and that's how it's going to be, to where Michigan was probably the one that was probably the hardest conversations, and then Florida was another one, as well as Notre Dame with LaFleur there, but now I'm pretty sure he's with the Falcons, so those are probably the big three there.
And the Falcons, just to be clear, did not try to recruit you at any point.
No. They stayed away.
Drew, I know we mentioned Tristan Castillo earlier. How much do you follow recruiting of the guys that are going to be coming in after you, not just him, but just like other guys that you hear names thrown around? There's a lot of recruits coming out of Kansas this year that Missouri's interested in. Do you follow that much?
I followed a little bit. I'm pretty sure I gained a new follower maybe today or yesterday. I think his name goes Trey Bryant, might be his name. Is that correct?
Yeah, St. Louis running back. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, from CBC. I happen to know a little bit about him. I watched a lot of film of them when they were playing, I want to say Hickman, I believe, in the beginning of the year, because that's who we played our second game.
Yeah.
To where I kind of got to know him on film a little bit, and he is one heck of an athlete, to say the least. So that's probably the big one that's caught my eye as far as Twitter goes. But I've really tried to steer away from, you know, that whole bit. You know, I've got my class of guys. I've got my good friends that I'm gonna make good friends with, to where I just need to kind of clear everything of that, to where, you know, stick to those guys, unfollow the recruiting sites and all that stuff, and, you know, stay following the football coaches at the place I'm going to play at, you know what I'm saying?
Drew, we'll wrap it up. Just a couple more questions for you. Have you thought much about, you know, when you run out of the tunnel for that first game, what that'll feel like after a pretty long wait, and who will be more excited for that day, you or your dad?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know who would be more excited than that. I'll go me, actually, because coming to games since I was just, you know, a little guy and actually seeing everyone run out of there, you know, you always have the dream of being able to run out into a big stadium like that, or a stadium that you've always loved and with a team you've always loved. And to have that actually get to happen to me, I think excited might be an understatement.
Back to the 2015 class you're coming in with. You said you got the big group text going. You talked with guys like Justin Smith, I guess, Emmanuel Hall, Rashad Floyd,
yep.
Jonathan Johnson. Pretty solid receiving group you got coming in with you. What do you think of those guys, and what do you think you guys can do going into the future?
I mean, obviously we've got a little size with those guys, to say the least. Emmanuel Hall is actually more of a presence than you think. You know, actually seeing him in person, he's kind of a rock, to say the least, there. And then with the other guy from Memphis, the freaking speedster that would be a heck of a time throwing the ball to. I'm pretty happy, to say the least, with those guys.
Well, Drew, appreciate you taking some time to talk to us, man, and I know you're looking forward to getting down here, so we will definitely catch up with you this summer.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks,
all
right. Drew.
Thanks a lot. Drew Locke, Missouri quarterback signee. And, you know, I don't know. I think my read, Brian, if Drew had graduated early, and you know what? I commend the kid. You only get to be in high school once. Play your senior basketball season. Be a kid and have fun. You've got your whole life for football to be business, which is what it's going to be starting on June 4th. So I think it's great for the kid to have stayed in high school. Had he come in spring football, I think there's a chance he's Missouri's backup quarterback this year. As it is, 3 weeks, I got to think he redshirts.
Yeah, that seems likely, but, I mean, the kid's talented, and he's a hard worker. So, I mean, anytime you go out there, you never know what's going to happen there. I mean, injuries coming quickly in football, coming bunches. Missouri had that happen a few years ago with quarterbacks. So, he'll be ready, I'm sure, and if the coach is calling on him, he'll go out there and do what he does.
Certainly appreciate Chase and Drew taking some time out of their day to join us. That is the last time we will get to talk to those kids for, I don't know, 11 months, something like that. They'll be here. We'll see them. We'll tell you how they stretch, but we won't get to talk to them for a while. But, you know, Chase mentioned his friendship with Marcus Golden, who I think the last couple of years has been the poster boy for Missouri football. And I've put on Twitter a number of times, a walking commercial for the University of Missouri. Talking to Drew Locke, I think we're about 2 years away from having another one of those.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, growing up with his dad, Andy, playing football at Mizzou. I mean, the whole family's Mizzou. He's been kind of raised and prepped for this whole life, it seems like. So I'm sure Tiger fans are excited to get him into the program.
All right, well, I want to thank everybody that listened to this, although really we don't know who did and who didn't. So, you know, thanks even if you didn't listen to it. But we will be back next week. Like I said, the whole month of May, we're trying to get some of the signees on the phone. A lot of football guys, but if we can grab a couple of the basketball kids, we're going to try to do that as well before they all hit campus in about 3.5 weeks. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Thursday.